Most of the U.S. Midwest will see very good weather conditions over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. A good mix of sunshine and warm weather will occur along with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. The impact will be ideal for developing summer crops across the region, but perhaps not so great for some of the late planting that's still underway across parts of the region. We will expect to see conditions improve across many areas, though, as we go forward through the next 10 days, but not necessarily in the upper parts of the Midwest or the northern U.S. plains. In that region, heavier rainfall is possible later this week, especially the weekend and early next week. And there may be enough rain in some of those areas to cause some flooding, and that may wash out a few of the recently planted fields in Minnesota and the Dakotas. And we'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely there. For the most part, though, the precipitation that's going to be occurring in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt is going to be frequent enough and significant enough to cause at least some delay in farming activity. The precipitation that occurs between now and Saturday will still be disruptive, but not nearly as significant in the quantity of rain that is likely to occur. We will expect to see, though, some improvement in the weather in that area as we get on into the second half of next week, but by then it'll be even later in the planting season, obviously, and some areas will be a little bit too wet. We will expect, though, to see the temperatures across the region stay warm enough that when it's not raining, we will see favorable drying conditions occurring in many areas. And the forecast for the lower parts of the Midwest are about the same as far as the temperatures are concerned. Almost everybody in the Midwest will see afternoon temperatures running in the upper 70s and 80s on a frequent basis throughout much of this next full week to 10 days. Low temperatures at night will fall back into perhaps the 50s and 60s most often. There may be a few upper 40s in the far north, and every once in a while we may see temperatures holding near 70, but just before a rain event takes place. The big news of the day, of course, is the significant rains that occurred in the southern half of the plains over the weekend. From late last week, actually, through the day yesterday, we saw widespread substantial rains occur across hard breadwinner wheat country, especially in Texas and Oklahoma. The precipitation was by far most significant from the West Texas cotton country and parts of the Texas Panhandle into the Edwards Plateau region. Some of that area is going to see some of the totals for the whole period run anywhere from 2 to 4 inches, with 4 to 8 inches in some locations. The precipitation from this particular event is more or less shifting now to the east and is likely to impact parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin as we go forward through the next couple of days, and some moderate to heavy rains will occur there. But the rest of the northern parts of the Delta and on into the southeastern parts of the country will likely see a good mix of rain and sunshine, just like the Midwest, and the bottom line will still be favorable for the majority of the production region. We are not expecting to see enough precipitation in some locations in the lower parts of the Midwest that we will see a continuation of ideal soil moisture, and some pockets of drying may take place, but it doesn't look like there's going to be any area of significant dryness during this two-week period, and the bottom line will still be favorable for crop development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.